everybody. Welcome to a mini-sode episode of Ho in the Know. I am childhood trauma, Selena.
Oh, no. And I'm fit and ready to fight Corey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Today, we're doing a very special mini-sode on some legislation and things that you should be aware of as a Ho in the Know.
Yes.
Guys, I want to drill in the title of this podcast.
So, like, breaking the fourth wall.
I know, exactly. You know, I never really addressed this, but, you know, the point of the name of this podcast
is that
you Ho in the Know.
Yes.
And you are a Ho in the Know.
Yes. We're here to give you some edumacation.
Edumacation indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's, like, a lot that has happened. There's some good. There's some bad. There's some Joe Byron.
Byron? I haven't heard that one. Joe Byron.
Yeah, Joe Byron. Okay, so let's start with the good. So Congress passes new law ending forced arbitration for sexual harassment and assault claims. This is H.R. 4445, and it had bipartisan support. Apparently, they like to pretend that they care about sexual assault sometimes.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty short and straightforward. Makes it easier for victims of sexual assault and or harassment to bring a suit in court and not be forced to arbitrate their claims. So, first, plaintiffs get to choose whether to litigate their sexual assault or harassment instead of the defendants, because a lot of times the people who are accused of, you know, being fucking abusers get to decide how the court proceedings go. They're like, oh, I mean, especially, I'll give you an example, like in stripping, if you have like a lot of these claims, there's like forced arbitration agreements built into contracts. And so, you know, it's like, okay, so say my boss at the strip club assaults me, they have it built into my contract that I have to do this through arbitration instead of, like, litigating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while this has never been particularly legal, ooh, my mic keeps sliding. While it hasn't never been especially legal and, like, a lot of people have successfully petitioned against this and, like, actually, you know, litigated... like had proper cases, mm-hmm. Seen in court, like, you know, it still is shitty and a lot of people have this misconception and also you have to fight it and you have to petition it. And
yeah. And if it's built into your contract that you're signing, like it already puts the precedent that you're not like that's going to be very hard to happen,
mm-hmm.
that it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle for an already stressful situation.
Oh my god, exactly. It's like already uphill, you know, getting a sexual assault case to be taken seriously,
mm-hmm.
because the burden of proof is just like not, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and then putting yourself out there as a sex worker, like if it is somebody from your workplace, like
yeah, it's already like your credibility is already in the fucking toilet, mm-hmm. according to the law. So anyway, the cool thing about this is that even if you previously signed an agreement that, like, limits your right to arbitration or, like, signs away your right to, a case, mm-hmm. you know, a criminal case or pursuing charges or whatever, it doesn't even matter. You know, like, you're still in allowed to get out of forced arbitration and pursue your case. And second, you can choose to bring this suit individually or as a class action, as a class, not through class action. Pardon me, pardon my French.
What's the difference?
What
is a class, I suppose?
I know, I have a question about this. Let's see, I don't know.
Because, like, a class action is, like, a group, right?
Yeah, a class action would be, like, a group suit. I'm not sure what it means. Well, let's do a little searchy search.
Google time.
Bring suit as a class. Uh, Okay, so I guess, okay, a class action is a legal proceeding in which one or several plaintiffs bring a lawsuit on behalf of a larger group known as the class. So
maybe it's just, okay. But it says class, not class action.
Yeah, it says, I'm not sure what the difference is. If you're a lawyer, I should just ask my partner who is a lawyer, but I just didn't know. I didn't know ahead of time. You know what, guys? We're freewheeling. We're wheeling. We're yeah. doing. We're making lemonade out of these lemons. We had an incident today, and yes. we are making the best of it.
Yes.
Know your rights.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll put a pin in that one, and maybe yeah. We'll revisit it next time, or maybe one of y'all will write to us.
Yes, write to us.
HelenTheKnow@gmail.com. Yeah. And tell us the difference between a class versus a class action.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if a class just means, like, the group of people. Like, if not everybody is petitioning or whatever, if not everybody's... If it's just, like, if you're, like, arguing something on behalf of, like, a group of people, but, like, they're not all... I don't know. All right, that's just a guess. Anyway, so third is... a given case is to be decided under federal law and by a federal judge, not an arbitrator.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I had like a little yeah. sucking.
Because can't the person being accused, like, choose their arbitrator or...
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, a lot of times they will have, like... They will choose... I mean, in my club, it's ridiculous. Like, they... say that they choose our representation.
Oh no.
Against them. Like, what the hell?
That's some like ye old times.
I know. They're like, you court. Can only arbitrate and we'll provide you with counsel.
Right.
And it'll be against our counsel. So it's like the Spider-Man meme of like three different oh my Spider-Mans God, pointing at each other.
Yes.
It's like, what the fuck is that? So that's good. And then so fourth is this law would partially apply retroactively. So if you have already tried to file a case and gotten forced into arbitration, so your contracts are now voidable, even if the individual signed the forced arbitration agreement before this bill was passed. Prior cases that have already been completed through forced arbitration cannot be reopened and litigated in court, however. So that kind of sucks. But if you are kind of stuck in an arbitration agreement and you've been thinking, like, oh, I'd love to bring a case against my employer, but I'm afraid because of this fucking forced arbitration thing written into my contract, that thing is now bullshit, and you can go ahead. Fifth. It isn't just limited to employment context. It could also, so people also affected by this law include clients, customers, patients, and consumers. This is because many consumer services like property leases, ride-sharing apps, home improvement contracts, and so on often require the consumer to sign a contract forcing them to arbitrate any legal claims concerning sexual harassment or assault instead of going to court, which is so fucked up.
Yeah.
And just to really drive home the point, this is about sexual assault and harassment claims. It's not just like any arbitration, like any malpractice stuff, you know, like you can still get fucked over by arbitration if it's unrelated to sexual assault. So yeah, so be like, aware of that.
Like pay.
Pay, yeah, exactly.
It's probably a big one.
Pay, back wages, mistreatment generally in the workplace. Mm-hmm. For like
injury,
hostile work environment. That's all not
discrimination.
These things have recourse, but it is not via HR 4445. So,
God dang it.
You know what?
But take our wins where we can get them.
Yeah, but okay, so like on the other side of that, there are so many protections that you have under Title VII with relation to discrimination and workplace harassment. Like, you can, if your employer doesn't protect you from harassment, you can file a Title VII claim and they can investigate it and they can pursue a federal case against your, like the EEOC, the Equal...
Employment Opportunity?
Yes, Equal Employment Opportunity.
Administration, yes, or
council
something.
Council or any committee, you know, or group. You know, them.
The gaggle.
The gaggle, the girls. They can the girls
the
can
dolls.
Pursue. The dolls can pursue the claims, yeah, against you.
Oh my
against
God.
Against your employer.
I'm imagining a law firm of just
of like barbs.
Yes. Bimbos, dolls. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the dolls can bring the case against your employer for that. They can also, if you are black and you try to audition at a club and that club is notorious for not hiring black dancers, if you get like a couple other black people involved, you can file a claim, even if you're not hired by this club, and file a discrimination case against them because they are not allowed to discriminate against you. And even if you are not hired, even if your friends are not hired, if you can... bring a bit of, like, a sample size of evidence. Mm-hmm. Maybe that could be two people, that could be three people who are also black, who have also not been allowed into that club, then you have a case. Yeah, so there's just all kinds of great stuff that the EEOC does, protect you from via Title VII. Make use of these agencies.
Yes.
The other cool thing about Title VII and the EEOC is that a third party can file on your behalf. So, shout out to my org, Strippers United.
Ooh.
If you want to file a discrimination claim against your club or, like, they're not protecting me from sexual assault or harassment claim, and you're in the United States, we can file on your behalf and protect your name and anonymity.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so shout out to More Knowing Your Rights, because you hoe in the know. God damn it.
Okay. Get learning.
Do you want to talk about the Safer Streets for All Act?
Yes, the...
SB 357.
SB 357.
And this is a California bill.
Yes, so this is a decriminalization of loitering bill, for the purpose of prostitution. California lawmakers voted Friday to decriminalize loitering for the purpose of prostitution. However, the bill is sitting on Newsom's desk, and he's just...
being Olympic about it and not signing it.
Yeah, so it's still up in the air, but this would protect, you know, queer people, I always say queer people and not trans people because I think trans people are queer, but
yeah.
Queer and trans people, I suppose.
Yeah.
Black people, homeless people.
Street-based sex workers.
So I'm really hoping this will pass, but yeah. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, if, you know, we take down these loitering laws, like, it'll protect traffickers. And, like...
No, it won't.
Like, literally, like, children loiter, like, because they don't have a place to go home to. Like...
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I mean, these bills are just all about, like, poverty punishments,
mm-hmm.
You know? It's just, like, criminalizing poverty.
And if you really wanted to protect, like, humans from being trafficked, like, you would provide safe housing. You would provide... like, you know, community centers.
You would provide a living wage for people. Mm-hmm. You provide, like, health care that's accessible to everybody.
Accessible child care.
Mental, like, health services. You would have, like, proper transitioning help for people. It's just, like, there's so many.
For California specifically, like, mandatory cars for everybody.
You would have,
like, as soon as you turn
18. Protections against having ridiculous housing prices.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we don't have fucking any protection.
Right.
And rent is too damn high.
Yeah.
The rent is too damn high, guys.
Exactly.
So petition Newsom. Please take action. You can do this via the ACLU California site if you want to. I think it would be really great.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all would love to see sex workers, particularly street-based sex workers, be treated with dignity instead mm-hmm. of fucking criminalization.
Yep.
Yeah, and the co-sponsors of this are Positive Women's Network, USA, St. James Infirmary, shout out to St.
Hell
James,
yeah.
SWAP LA, Trans Latina Coalition, Asian Pacific Islander Legal Outreach, Equality California, and the ACLU of California. So yeah. These all are pretty decent
organizations.
Backers.
Yeah.
And yeah, so go with the winning team, y'all.
Yeah.
And petition our senator, Gavin Newsom. All right. Something that I briefly touched upon during the last episode was that the EARN IT Act is back in play. And it's really fucked up that we are once again considering the EARN IT Act.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we all thought that it kind of died because it didn't make any sense.
As a lot of these legislative moves don't.
Yeah. It's just wild that they were like, you know what? More and more people depend on sex work now because the pandemic forced everybody online, and we need to fuck that up for everybody.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see if I can find this good EARN IT Explained. What is the EARN IT Act of 2022? And I'm going to shout out SurviveEarnIt.com. EARN IT, two words, but all together, SurviveEarnIt.com. The EARN IT Act creates a 19-person commission headed by the Attorney General and dominated by law enforcement, who, you know, we all hate and despise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That would be to create recommendations for websites, apps, and listservs. The committee's mandate is overly broad and involves no accountability or interest in the efficacy of their recommendation. So it creates a broad carve-out of the Communications and Decencies Act of Section 230. Section 230, if you guys don't know about it, you should definitely read it, which says that platforms are not legally liable for what users post on the platforms. It would create an exception specific to federal and state, emphasis on state laws, because state laws are fucking ridiculous. Federal laws are a lot harder to pass, and I don't know, they tend to be like watered down a lot, but like state laws can be stuff like you can't have ice cream in your back pocket on a Sunday.
Yep.
Like that kind of bullshit. Or like
no monsters walking at midnight. Like
exactly.
There's literally like something like that.
There are those laws. So the fucking crazy batshit stuff, that's your state laws. And these would have to be applied to online platform regulation. So anyway, it would create an exception specific to federal and state laws which refer to sexual content involving a minor, which isn't as narrow or clear as it sounds. I mean, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Just like SESTA, that means that private platforms are determining their own liability to civil lawsuits and must cater to the most conservative state's laws. It incentivizes private companies to surveil users in ways that would be constitutionally prohibited if done by state actors. I hate how much these fucking private companies are able to surveil us.
Mm-hmm.
And sell it.
And, you know, use it for promotion. And
then I have to click a button that says, please do not sell my information. Like, why do I have to politely, like, please don't.
Please don't.
And I was just like, fuck you.
I
like,
beg you.
Stop. I beg of you, sir. I beg of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, you all know how many anti-porn laws and anti-sex work laws are just constantly being passed. I mean, just think about fucking Alaska and the whole, like, you can't say sex work, you can only say trafficking law. It's like, okay, so no sexual content is consensual, all sexual content is trafficking, so could you just not have porn in Alaska?
Right. What are they?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know because these implications are fucking ridiculous. Like, it seems impossible to enforce or that it would just be fucking ruinous.
Right. But also I imagine that, like, I don't just imagine. I know with such restrictive laws like that, with such restrictive language like that, like, it drives people to do, you know, bad, horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it creates a universe in which, you know, sexuality is demonized and all sexuality is demonized. So, like, oh, I could just do, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to, you know, do the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just, it's bad. I mean, okay, so it deputizes companies once again. Why are we giving the private sector this much freedom and no oversight to do all of these jobs that they're in no way qualified or elected to do? There is no oversight. It's completely private, so whatever they do, as long as it's not, like, majorly violating a federal law, like, they have carte blanche ability to do whatever the fuck they want. That's fucked up. So it deputizes companies to surveil users to a level that would be illegal, once again, if this was done by the U.S. government.
I think also a piece of this is, like, the age of the people who are making these legislations around technology. They did not grow up with technology in the same ways.
They have no idea.
They don't know the ways in which it can be used for good. They don't know in which the ways it can be used for bad. And they're just, you know, arbitrarily, like, you know, saying this is wrong, this is right. You know, these people can have these powers and it's acceptable, like, you know.
And speaking of shit like that, I mean, it's like the abortion stuff, you know. Like, what if fucking Texas decides that abortion is child sexual abuse?
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of, like, if you go by their weird-ass mindset, it's like, well, there's a child involved with a pregnancy, even if it's only if fucking couple cells piece together.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, egg batter baby, and they're trying to abort it, and that's abuse
right.
of a child.
And then a child goes to jail for child abuse. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Isn't that fucking ridiculous? Like, the leaps that you have if you're trying to enforce, like, these laws according to state legislation it's just truly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like there's some other iterations of this, I think, where it's like you have to like there might be like a panel of people deciding this too. And it's like who are the people?
Yeah, who
what are their
them?
Credentials? Like, why do they get to police the internet? How much do they know about the internet?
Mm-hmm.
How much do they know about quote unquote child sex abuse?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff, you know, like
what is their background in that?
Like, what is their background? Like, are they just law enforcement? Is it just going to be a committee of cops?
Yeah, like is it like Cop Mala who like
fucking Cop Mala, yeah.
who you know started in law enforcement and now the vice president? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, this could like impact like kids' ability to learn to basic sexual health stuff, like access basic sexual education. I mean, I learned all of the stuff about sex from practice, but also from,
you
from
know.
Online materials. I pursued my sexual education online because I lived in the fucking Bible Belt and
right.
I did not get a sex education from my school. So, I mean, removing that, removing other, like, and additionally, just, like, reinforcing all of the bullshit that Sesta Fosta did, like, destroying our networks of communication, destroying our networks of communicating safety and hazardous clients and just all of that, you know?
Yeah. So here we are
once again. And it's really fucked up. If you want to learn more, it's on surviveearnit.com. You can take action. There's we could see your reps, so you can call your senators, and they provide, like, a script to you, you can just give them a call. There's, like, social media posts that you can share.
Mm-hmm. You can also protest.
You can protest.
You can do all the civil unrest. What is it?
Civil disobedience?
The civil disobedience, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get up to and to stop these things from happening, because, you know, it would really suck if they happened.
Yeah, so this would be really fucked up, so keep an eye on this. Continue petitioning against it. Hopefully some common sense will come about. I don't know, but we all doubt it. We all know that our Congress is just full of idiots. I'm sorry, I am so pessimistic about the United States government.
Oh, yeah. No, what was it? There was something recently where, I mean, we already know this, but, I was talking to somebody and, like, they were like, Trump did a lot more for COVID than Biden's doing for COVID as far as, like, he provided lots of money. I mean, not lots of money, but he provided money and, he did shut things down. Like,
fucking Joe Byron, he's like trying to get everybody back into work.
Yeah,
he's
no, like, masks.
Go back to the workplace, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna go into this club and they were like, oh, you don't need your vax card. And I was like,
yeah, that shit is fucking crazy. I mean, that just happened for California. Like, the whole, like, you don't need to show your vaccine card and you don't need to wear a mask and you don't have to show a test. It's like, that is ridiculous to me. Like, we are still in a pandemic.
Yeah, and we just had a surge in cases. So, what?
Yeah, so what indeed? I don't know. We're fucking, our country is run by idiots. And petition those idiots to get this thrown out, because this is terrible. Yeah. I mean, it's like all of these things that are like, Earn It and Sesta Fosta and, like, the other, like, internet policing things, they're really just about cracking down on fucking Facebook and, like, other platforms, you know? Like, they're just trying to punish these goddamn platforms, and then we're just the collateral damage in this shit.
Yeah. Unfortunate, but true.
Yep. Well, that's all of the current news that I have on my desk.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, hear me typing?
They probably can't.
From the newsroom. from the newsroom. Yeah. Selena the stripper.
Yes, and Corey signing out.
No. Signing out. I like that. I like that. Yes, that's it. All right, guys. Well, if you like this, like us, subscribe to the podcast, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Share us with your friends.
Share us with
your family.
Share us with your mom.
Yeah, with your cat.
Yeah.
You know, I think your cat will like to listen to this.
Yeah, definitely. Corey, where can we find you? Between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, you can. You can find me in the clouds. Just flying high.
Awesome.
Yeah. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Pretty Boy Girl. You can support my Patreon at The Real Pretty Boy Girl. Allegedly, we have an Instagram, but we have not touched that in probably like a year or something. Yeah. And my bad, mea culpa.
It's hard out here.
It's hard out here for us pimps and hoeing pimps. I don't know.
Oh my god, I want to be a madam. I want to be a madam, right? So much. Like,
I know.
I'd be the chillest madam. I'd be like, you want to like sleep on the couch? Sure.
Yeah.
You need a little extra cash for your kids? Here.
Yeah.
Christmas bonuses.
Christmas bonus, guys.
Yeah.
We all just afford rent and then the rest is all you.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'd be a great madam.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like a Tiffany Haddish madam.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I still love that she, like, accidentally became a pimp.
Yeah.
She was just like, I just wanted to help my friends out. Make sure that their businesses were going well.
Yeah, like, yes, love that energy.
I love that energy.
Keep that going.
Keep that going. All right, well, this is your Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.